a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and it is Thursday, the 16th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 35 degrees.
A peaceful and crash-free start to the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this morning, the new Salt Lake Airport is growing more expensive by the billions of dollars.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the price tag has gone up another $500 million to now be $4.1 billion. At the groundbreaking, the first phase was expected to cost $1.8 billion. But the costs keep flying up. The Tribune says it's facilities being added or expanded to handle extra growth that's been happening since they first planned it, like Delta wanting a larger Sky Club or higher tech equipment for security screening and more passengers. The higher costs will be covered by user fees paid by airlines and their passengers, not through local taxes. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The investigation continues in Roy, where a small airplane crashed into a home yesterday, killing the pilot.
And I just saw this black smoke coming up, and I realized, oh my gosh, that's over here in Stony Brook where I live.
Rob Simpson is a member of the area's HOA and says after four other recent problems involving small planes, residents are already worried something like this might happen again. The pilot has been identified as David Good, the founder of Good Skis in Ogden.
A police chase through three cities has ended with a woman in custody. West Valley police say they spotted a stolen vehicle, but the driver took off from a traffic stop. Officers say at one point she drove into oncoming traffic along Redwood Road in West Jordan. Eventually, they were able to stop her in South Jordan.
Funeral services have been set for Sandy Police Chief Bill O'Neill, who died of a heart attack on Sunday. Chief O'Neill's celebration of life will be held tomorrow evening at Jordan High School. His funeral will be held Saturday afternoon at Juan Diego High School. Chief O'Neill was only 48 years old.
A Utah state lawmaker wants to make it a crime to refuse a breathalyzer test or blood draw.
Under current law, if someone fails a field sobriety test, they're asked to either take a breath test or let the officers take a sample of their blood. District 45 Representative Stephen Elison says a growing number of suspected DUI drivers are refusing that chemical test.
There's some really ugly situations where they're trying to wrestle somebody to the ground.
If HB 139 passes, suspects would be informed that refusing the chemical test is itself a crime. He says the suspect can still refuse to give one, but the penalty for doing so would be like the penalty they would get for a DUI.
If it's your first DUI, it's one set of penalties. If it's the second DUI, there's enhanced penalties.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Impeachment has finally reached the Senate. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, articles of impeachment are exhibited in the Senate today and read by House managers. That's after Chief Justice Roberts is sworn in, then swears in all 100 senators. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is precisely the kind of time for which the framers created the Senate.
McConnell indicated the trial itself would begin on Tuesday. Well, today, the U.S. Senate gives final ratification to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, giving President Trump a major victory. This comes a day after he signed a phase one of a trade deal with China.
Most people thought this could never happen. Should have happened 25 years ago, by the way, but that's okay.
Work is underway already on phase two. CNN has released audio of the after-debate exchange between Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders following disagreement whether Sanders said a woman can't win the presidency.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now.
The news network co-hosted the Iowa event and had access to stage microphones. And the Taliban offering the U.S. a week-long ceasefire in Afghanistan. This reopens the possibility of the elusive deal to end that 18-year war. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Leaders from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints joined the relief efforts for the Philippines. One of the apostles, Elder Quentin L. Cook, is in the country and met with the president.
And we're able to give him the contribution from the church for to help the people that have been so adversely impacted by this terrible volcano.
The church is providing more than $120,000 in donations and humanitarian aid. The money will be used to provide food, hygiene kits, and face masks to help protect from volcanic ash. Several of the church's chapels are also being used to house people who have been evacuated.